The other day, I had a disagreement, I think, with someone, and the person judged me in a way that really made me think about my life. Just think about my life. Like, first and foremost, what mistake have I made in my life that made this person think they can talk to me like this? And am I really this terrible that this person can say this kind of thing to me? And I was about to spiral down into, oh my God. And it occurred to me that, wait, today, look, forget. If you did anything wrong to this person, you think about it. If you did something wrong, you apologize to this person and let it go. But you are more than this particular situation. You cannot reduce yourself to what one person says about you, what one person thinks about you. No matter how dear the person is to you, you cannot be like, oh, because this person feels this way about me, this is the sum of my whole life. Because this person thinks I was selfish in this moment, it means I'm a selfish person. Because this person thinks I'm unreasonable in this moment, it means I'm an unreasonable person. We are more than one thing at any point in time. Even if you're a terrible staff in the office, you're not a terrible human being. You are also a husband. You're also a son. You're also a mentor. You're also a thinker. You're also a lover. At any one point in time, we are more than the situation we are facing. At any one point in time, we are more than the identity that somebody has placed upon us. Even a prisoner is more than a prisoner. At the same time as the person is a prisoner, the person is also a husband, a father, a mother, a daughter, a child, a ringleader, a pastor, a Christian, a Muslim. Don't allow any situation, any reality, anybody, not even yourself, shrink you to the moment that you did something you didn't like. There is more to you at any one moment than the moment you are facing at that point in time.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.